After 10 years as the MP for Nickel Belt, Mark G. Saray said he is welcoming the opportunity to run as the Liberal candidate for the newly defined federal riding of Sudbury East Manitoulin Nickel Belt. He added that as a Northern Ontario Member of Parliament, he will work to help Northerners keep their government benefits and their firearms. Saray was speaking Thursday at an open house at his campaign headquarters on Highway 69, north in Val-Caron. He spoke briefly on how the Canadian government will respond to the U.S. tariffs on the national level and then, based on door-knocking responses, Saray assured the crowd there is no chance Canada will become part of the United States, as was suggested by U.S. President Trump earlier this year. No, no, no. Make sure you know, you tell your neighbors, people that are worried, people that are concerned, we are not going to be a 51st state, Saray told the audience. Saray said despite national concerns, he has found most voters want to know about local issues and how government affects them personally. When we look at all the different priorities that we have locally, from seniors' care to municipal infrastructure, to Indigenous reconciliation, there's a lot of different aspects, he said. Saray said the government has brought in several new benefits that people are not fully aware of, such as having the Canada Child Benefit, which is indexed and tax-free. He said it is a benefit that is especially important to many women who struggle with the cost of raising children. They're getting tax-free money, something that we couldn't do before, said Saray. Another benefit is a 10% increase in OSE payments, old age security, for people aged 75 and older. Seniors are also enjoying the dental care program, as well as the program to subsidize medications for diabetes. Those programs will continue under a Liberal government. We're not sure, but I would say they won't continue with a Conservative government, Saray said, adding that the Conservatives have identified such programs as government overspending. He also spoke about the importance of representing a riding with a large rural population where people enjoy hunting and fishing. Saray said the Liberals are not out to take away hunting rifles or firearms that farmers need. He said people who have a legitimate concern can call his office. Actually, give me that hunting rifle model number, and I'll make sure that it's not on the list, and if it is, I'll get it off, Saray told the audience. On the other hand, Saray said there is a valid concern about using high-powered automatic weapons. Obviously, the assault rifle ban is something that we need to do. There's no reason, you know, if you have a 50-clip machine gun that will kill, you know, a little deer. You better get another hobby. Saray said he has also encountered many voters who tell him he has no worries about getting re-elected, that he will likely win even if some supporters don't go out to vote. Saray said he appreciates the confidence but urged his supporters to get out to the polls on April 28 or at the advanced polling on April 18-21, 2025. Len Gillis is a reporter at Sudbury.com.